USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden encouraged employers Wednesday to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to reimburse employers for the cost of offering paid time off, with funds allocated in the COVID relief package Democrats passed through Congress in early March. And the Justice Department is launching an investigation into the policing practices of the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the DOJ will also be looking into whether MPD engages in discriminatory conduct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over the influx of illegal immigrant crossings on the southern border. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. The current conditions at the border have led Congressman Chip Roy to push legislation to the House floor to force the Biden administration to enforce one of President Trump's major border policies. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he took the move because the White House has failed to do anything meaningful.
Kamala Harris has been, quote, on the job for a month. Literally, she has done nothing. She's not gone to the border. She has done nothing to address this. So, yes, yesterday, I filed a discharge petition of my friend Yvette Harrell's bill to require Title 42, the CDC's requirement and guidelines that we protect against the influx of pandemics into the United States, that we resume enforcing that, which the Biden administration has refused to do.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are working on an infrastructure plan.
Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo said Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he thinks a more targeted infrastructure proposal would have a better chance at bipartisan support.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure: roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion dollar bill.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey vetoed a bill Tuesday that would have forbidden teachers to discuss sex with school children without parents' forehand knowledge and consent. Along with the veto of the bill, Ducey issued a much narrower executive order requiring schools to post sexual education materials online. The pro-family more news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.